Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Manifestation Bay podcast. Today, I have another student, our final alumni interview with Angelique Piternella. Angelique is such an incredible soul. I cannot wait for you guys to catch this episode because she really shares, you know, the importance behind understanding that manifestation is so much more than manifesting cars and houses and Chanel bags. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You guys know I love to live that luxurious lifestyle, but I also honor and know and teach inside of MBA that MBA or that manifestation is about this feeling of internal freedom and creating our dream life on the inside first so that our reality, the external, can also catch up and create our dream life, whatever that is. Angelique is a beautiful soul. She is someone who shows that, first of all, age is not a number. Second of all, it's never too early. It's never too late. Right now is the perfect time for you to transform your life, to forgive yourself on the deepest level, to go down into the deepest layers of all these wounds that need healing, that need love. It's never too late to meet your inner child and heal your inner child and become best friends with your inner child. You guys are going to love this episode. Angelique's story is amazing. And before we dive into it, just a quick reminder, there's only a couple more days left, probably like a day and a half by the time this comes up, to sign up for the Manifestation Babe Academy. Go to manifestationbabeacademy.com to get signed up. You will not regret it. This is a program that I designed to transform, to help you transform your life on every single layer possible. This is a program that you'll be coming back to over and over and over again. And with each time that you come back to it, you are going to discover a new version of yourself that is worthy, deserving of anything and everything that he, she, or they want. And it's just so beautiful what lies on the other side of this. And this program comes with lifetime access, and you get access to all future updates, any new bonuses that I add in, and I'm constantly adding things in and juicing it up. This is the final round of 2021. So if you're ready to transform your life, if you're ready to manifest a dream life, again, that's manifestationbabeacademy.com. And without further ado, let's hear from Angelique.
Hello, Angelique, and welcome to the podcast. I'm so super duper excited to have you here. You're coming in all the way from Holland. So it's like 6 p.m. for you. It's morning for you. I am so grateful that you chose to spend your evening with me tonight.
Thank you. I'm so blessed to be in your podcast. It's really an honor.
Aw, Angelique, you are someone who's had an incredible transformation through the Manifestation Babe Academy. And you talk a lot about, I've seen your posts, you talk a lot about the importance of forgiveness and how much forgiveness has freed you, how manifestation is so much more than just the physical, tangible things like we see on Instagram, the private jet and the Louis Vuitton bag and the Chanel bag and the this and that and the dream car. And like those things are awesome, but there really is so much more than that. And that's what we spent some time talking about before we pushed record. So I can't wait to dive into your story. But before we dive into that, can you kind of just share a little bit about yourself for anyone who doesn't know you? Like, can you share just some tidbits about yourself? What is your background? What is it that you do?
Yes, I'm Angelique Pieternella. I live in the Netherlands. I have two children who are 17 and almost 20 now. I'm a single mom and I'm an entrepreneur. I have two businesses, and in one I train future general managers, like integrators. And then the other one, I help other entrepreneurs grow their business.
Amazing.
So I believe, and that's why I do my business, that leadership, because my businesses are about leadership, starts with inner work. And that's, I don't teach anything if I don't teach it myself first. So that's why I'm always busy with my inner work and my journey. And I give it to my clients if something is important for them also.
Yeah, well, it's definitely paying off because you're doing such incredible things and I see it all. I would love to ask this question, like, what is the thing that got you to look at the Manifestation Babe Academy and be like, I need to get in this course? Like, can you kind of paint the picture of where you were at before the course that made you go, okay, I need to get in here? Maybe, yeah. I don't know exactly why. Maybe it's an intuitive thing, or maybe I know exactly why, where something just isn't quite clicking, isn't quite working out. There's something missing. And so I need to get inside. What was that moment? Like, can you kind of paint that picture for us?
Yeah, I already was on your email list and I listened to your podcast and I did Epically Aligned. Mm-hmm. And Epically Aligned, I heard that the stuff that you're teaching was so, I'm a nerd. So I was like, oh, wow. And then you talked about human design. And I was like, oh, I really need to learn that from her. You know, I was like, like a monster. But I wanted to learn that, but I forgot about it and did my thing. But what I do a couple of times a year is training with buzzards and eagles to get laser focused on what I want and what I want to let go. And after that, I just do whatever I need to do. I don't know, always know why. And then the last mail of MBA came. I got a lot of mails and it wasn't, I always feel if it's the moment. I don't know why. Just feel it's the moment. It wasn't the moment, it was the moment. And it was this, I think it was the last mail. And it was like a voice said, yeah, now. So I clicked and I paid. I didn't even read what it's all about and what's in it. And I thought, oh my God, is there human design? Because I thought, for human design. So I just did it. But I knew that it's going to bring me a lot. It wasn't something I can do like by a side. And I just did. I just know it's going to be okay. So I paid. I put my credit card in, get on with my life until it started. And then when it started, I went all in.
I love that. There are so many moments in my own career of investing in myself where I'm just like, I don't even read the page. I know Like, I'm so connected to this. And this is something that for anybody who's listening to this podcast right now, like, maybe you don't necessarily have as strong of a connection to your intuition yet. And that's something that I teach inside of MBA. So definitely get in if you are struggling with that. But I know that for a lot of people, it's just like, and especially for me, I'm just so connected to like what is intuitively right and correct and what isn't intuitively right and correct. And so often that has a lot to do with timing. So I love that you mentioned like the first however many emails, it's like, eh, whatever. And then that last email, it's like, okay, I have to go for it. I've experienced that so much. And I know that, you know, this episode, the timing that it's going to come out, there's already so many emails that have gone out for MBA. And so maybe this podcast is a sign for you guys. Maybe right now, if you're hearing that voice that Angelique shares, that experience of being like, there's this voice that came out of nowhere and it just said now, take that as a sign and don't question it. Because Angelique, I know you had a journey that you did not necessarily expect. And like, that's the beauty of it, is that there's unexpected goodness on the other side of this. And another thing I want to ask you is, what is your human design?
I'm a manifestor generator.
Oh yeah. You're a superhuman.
Yes. And what I like is all the things you learn about, because everyone is talking on Instagram or what, I'm this, I'm that. And I was like, okay, so now, and now I know why I am me. And that's, I love it.
Yeah. And your strengths and how to bank on those strengths. I mean, there's so much into it. I actually just recorded a couple of days ago, and it's already been up by the time this goes up, but I recorded a whole episode on how I personally use human design for manifestation. And it's like, you don't even have to know it that much in depth for it to make such a big difference in your life. Like, you can just know your type, your authority, your strategy. That's it. And of course, I'd like to add, it's also awesome to know your specific or non-specific active or passive manifestor, but those just key details make such a big difference. Angelique, so you signed up, right? When did you notice things start to shift for you? Like, what was that journey for you? And like, when did you notice, like, wait a second, something, this is actually working. Like, oh my God, this is actually working. This is making a difference in my life. Like, can you kind of walk me through that journey?
Yeah. When I go all in, I really mean go all in. So I shift everything in my agenda. And so I have time to work, really work on that and really think about things. And I think, well, I liked everything, because right from module one, you start getting deeper. But I think it was in module two that I was like, what? It was the neuroplasticity.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how. And I was like, what? Does that really happen if you think like that? And I was like, it was mind-blowing, because that, with the stuff from I don't know, how do you say that, your paramite of your, how do you say that, your the thing in the first module, I was like, whoa, I really need to do something about that. And that's the hardest part, your brain work. That's and I love everything about the brain, so I was like, there's so much to change. And even for me, it's like, even when you think you are there, or you have passed something, or there's still a level deeper and mm-hmm. deeper and deeper and deeper. And I think the deeper you go, the freer you are.
Oh, the deeper you go, the freer you are. Oh my yeah. goodness.
Yeah.
Speaking of going deep, you went on a forgiveness journey in this program. And forgiveness is the thing where you reach it in module 6 and module 7. And so many students come up against this wall. And this wall is simply just resistance that our egos build up for ourselves to keep us safe. It's just a protection mechanism. When you think about how much your body, your ego goes out of your way to protect you. Like, that is so incredible. And I talk about an MBA, how, you know, our ego is not this thing that we need to kill, right? It's not this horrible thing. It is an amazing mechanism. It's an amazing, amazing mechanism that we have to keep us safe, but it doesn't always serve us. And so often people come up against this resistance when it comes to forgiveness. And the forgiveness practices inside of MBA are so important because, you know, I teach how forgiveness has nothing to do with anybody else outside of you, even if the thing that you're forgiving does involve other people, because other people are involved in the memory or in the whatever it is. It always has to do with your own freedom, and how you said the deeper you go, the freer you feel. Can you talk a little bit about that forgiveness journey for you and discovering your inner child? You wrote such a beautiful post in the Facebook group. I'll never forget it. I actually have it copy and pasted right here in my notes, and I keep rereading it over and over again because it's just so special. And you mentioned that you are, you know, 52 years old, which I think is so awesome because it shows you that there's just, it's never too early. It's never too late. It's always the perfect time for you to do this work. And, you know, it's always, the time is always now to release the things that are holding you back. So can you kind of share that forgiveness journey with us and what that experience was for you and like what came out on the other side of it?
Yeah, it was very special, because I was one of those persons who thought, oh, forgive, no, I'm never going to forgive them.
Yeah.
You know, but then I thought, oh, whoa, wait a minute, let's just do what is asked and see what came out of that. So I had some people in my life who really, really, really hurt me, and that's hurting me. You know, mm-hmm. So I wanted to forgive. I was thinking it was about forgiving them. So I did the things I had to do, and it didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't work. And I did it for like 40 times.
Oh, wow.
Like, I think I must be crazy, because 40 times and still it's not working.
Can I just commend you? But the fact that you still did it 40 times, like a lot of people would do it twice, maybe once or twice, be like, this isn't working. But I know that for you, the process looked a little bit different, but 40 times, like that is dedication. That is commitment. I just wanted to honor you for that, because that's very impressive.
I think that's important to really get to the root. For me, it's very important, because I know it didn't work, but I also know there was something that's in my way. So I had to get rid of that. So I did it for like 40 times again and again and again. And I forgot to forgive myself. So mm-hmm. I went back to that part. And I the last time I did the meditation, I put all those people on that stage, but I also bring my inner child.
Mm.
So I never took the last pieces, so I was sure, and then I could forgive myself, and wow. that was the releasing part. And I believe that I was, although I cut all those cords and I did everything, I was still attached.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the heavy part. If you are attached, that's really the heavy part. So I had to do the work. And for me, I had to do it 40 times. that's how it works. So I'm very blessed that I had the power to continue, because it was very hard and very painful and hard and painful, but it instantly it gave me so much thing. But I was free, like instant. I was like, what the hell is going on? So I stepped out of the roller coaster from that into another roller coaster of all kind of things that, yeah, kind of wonderful things in business, in life, in. But all came
rushing in.
Yes. So yeah. I like, whoa, give me a minute, you know. So when that happened, I was feeling like free, and like I felt I had to share my voice, because the problem was that I always had to hush, and you know. So that in that moment I felt free, and I did the things that I the signals gave me. So I contacted a guy. His team, his name is Daniel Priestley. He's one of millionaire, billionaire, I don't know. I don't know why I got to him, but I wanted to share my voice. I wanted to be, how he said it, the key person of influence in my business and in my life, because I have something very, very beautiful to share with my students and with the people, and no one does that in the Netherlands. So I thought, why are you keeping that quiet? So I contacted his team, and I wanted to start in his program, and of course there was no space, and it was already started, and you know. But I said, yeah, I know, but I need to be in there right now. Don't ask. I really need to be in there right now. So I had another talk with the same lady. She said, now, let me see what I can do. And she came back to me and she said, it's possible in a few months. Oh, thank you, but I really need to be in now.
Now.
Don't ask. I don't know. I really need to get in now. And now. And then she was like, oh, you really want to get in the problem. Let me talk to Daniel. She didn't know what to do, because the only thing I said was, I really need to get in now. I don't know why. I had that voice in me said, you had to go in now. So she talked to Daniel, and the course was already started. And I went in his program. And the program is all about sharing the voice, and it was like it's fit for me now, at the moment that I forgive, that I did the forgiveness meditation in the way it should be. So, and wow. After that, I was interviewed, and I was like, nah. All good things happened. I'm sharing my voice.
Wow. I'm so proud of you. And it's just so amazing. You know, you made such a good point. Like, the forgiveness, the freedom that you felt came when you forgave yourself. And that's just even more of an example of like, it has so much to do with no longer drinking the poison that we intend for other people, ourselves. It's just throwing out the poison, loving ourselves, and knowing that we are worthy and we're deserving of the freedom, and everyone deserves to feel this way. And so, and I love that you talk about how everything just unlocked for you afterwards, because, you know, that's the thing that happens, guys, when we persist with the deeper layers, when we, you know, if you do surface level work, you get surface level results. If you go deeper, you get deeper results, and it's results that actually stick with you for a lifetime. I call it wisdom. When you have embodied knowledge, when you fully embodied it on that subconscious level, then you have wisdom, and wisdom creates lifelong results, which is like what my mission is with MBA, is giving people lifelong results. Angelique, how has life further changed since the course? Like, share some of the cool things that you've manifested. I know you got into this program, which is awesome, but like in terms of like business, family, anything you can share with us, what has manifested for you?
First, I manifested my inner child back. We are my best friends, and all the ego and everyone, one big family. In life, I'm no more. Detached myself.
From detached.
Me. Oh, detached. Yes, detached myself from some people or things that, and it's okay for me. And in business, there was one day when I wrote down, from now on, I only work with people who do 2 million.
Mm.
And then I came with people who only work with from 2 million, who have businesses from 2 million and more. And I'm like, oh, wow, it's such so much fun to work with them. And not only because they have the 2 million, but because they have a other mindset than, you know,
yeah.
for what I do. So
they're your ideal clients. That's who you chose to be your ideal clients. And you started manifesting your ideal clients.
Yeah. So I thought I had my ideal clients.
But yeah.
Then you go deeper, you really exactly know, you know, you just know. So I wrote that down and I work with those kind of people. I have a training and it's not a training where I let everyone in. I choose and I choose on intuition. I know when someone is not there yet. And I always say, no, not yet. No, not yet. No, not yet. And when I have those people and I say, yes, and they get big results. So that happened. I just live much freer. My goals. Oh, my God. I realized that my goals were so freaking small. So I really, I thought, well, if I do the next round of MBA, I really go all in one, because I realized that I made myself small.
Mm-hmm.
But I was all those time thinking that I was going big and I did the results and I manifested and I was like, yay. But now I know, come on. You can do, if you can manifest your inner child, you can manifest a lot more. So I'm going all in. So in business, it's going well. In life, it's going well. I'm right now, I'm like, cleaning up my body. Some people think I'm crazy, but I just know. And when I know, I just do my thing. So I'm cleaning up my body. I just got out of the hospital this day.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I needed some air for a couple of times. And for me, it was also something beautiful because I need some air in my life. I need some air in everything, and my body is cleaning up. So I'm like, okay, I'm at home and happy, and my children are happy. And I think on the 1st of August, I wrote down, and I don't know why, but this is the first day of my new life.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Angelique, thank you so much for being such an example of what's possible and mm-hmm. how manifestation is, you know, so much more than just what we think it is if we just base it off of what we see on Instagram, right? And it has so much to do with this internal fulfillment, freedom. Like you said, I needed air, like this, being able to take a deep breath in your life, that translates into literally anything that you want. Your dream life is possible when you feel like you're living your dream life internally, which is everything that that I teach my students, everything that I want everyone to know. You've been such an inspiration to watch, and I can't wait to see what else you manifest in your life. And, you know, you share how your goals were so small. And so with the next round, you want to create even bigger goals. Like, I can't wait to see you achieve those goals so easily.
Yeah.
Yay. So easily and effortlessly. And it's just, I'm so excited for you. Last question I have for you, actually two final questions. This one is just, you know, let's pretend that someone you care deeply about is listening to this podcast right now, and you know that they need MBA and they're interested in MBA, but they're currently on the fence. Okay. And they're listening to this podcast right now and they want to know, Angelique, what would you say to them? Or want them to know about the program that gets them off the fence and inside?
Okay. So I talked to a few people, already talked to a few people. So if you're listening, please, if you want to get rid of your bullshit, And I'm sorry if I'm saying that, but it's like, go all in. And with no thinking, no, just do it. Just do it. No thinking, no worrying, no, there's no one who's going to say it's good or bad. Just do what you have to do.
Yeah.
And then you get a no BS life.
Yes, no BS life. I love it. Angelique, where can people find you to learn more about you and what you do in your businesses, in your life? If you want to drop your Instagram handle, your website, anything like that, where people can find you.
Yeah, my website is Share Business Management and Share Team Support. And I'm on Instagram and I love to chat in DM. And on Instagram, you can find me on Angelique Pitonella.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and link that in the show notes. Can remind me your website one more time. It said business management.
Share Business Management and Share Team Support.
Share.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. We're going to go ahead and link that in the show notes. Angelique, thank you so much again for your time. And for the rest of you guys who are listening, there's only a few more days left to sign up for MBA. Go to manifestationbabeacademy.com. Again, that's manifestationbabeacademy.com. Get inside because this is the last round of 2021, your last chance to make 2021 your best year yet. I can't wait to see you inside. And for the rest of you, I will catch you in the next episode. Mwah! Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at ManifestationBabe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.